Some of the respondents commended the Osun State Council of Traditional Rulers for taking a bold and decisive step to save the institution from disrepute. However, others believe the suspension could only be justified if the monarch was allowed to state his own side. In his contribution, a community leader, Shimurena Lau, said the decision of the Obas suspending Oluwo of Iwo was the best at this period. Chief Alawa argued that failure to take such a far-reaching step would make the traditional rulers lose respect in the estimation of the general public, considering the interest the alleged assault of the monarch had generated in the last 1 week. A legal practitioner, Mr. Ibrahim Lawa, also described the suspension as a welcome development, hoping that within the period of 6 months, Obadiwale Akombi would have reviewed his conduct.
State Traditional Council about to set the record straight, because it also shows that what was defined as a self-defense was nothing but that is an aggressor.
However, on his part, Mr. Wide Saka noted that the suspension of Oluwo by the Council of Traditional Rulers in Osun State did not represent the justice of the matter.
In the spirit of Kaku, what has been the effort of the council to reprimand those of us that have turned themselves to land speculators and land grabbers? Our Obas live above board. A better dispute that the aggression of Oluwo was reprimanded. For equally, we must reprimand those of us.
Mr. Saka maintained that the major issues which allegedly degenerated, which was about indiscriminate sale of land by traditional rulers in the area, must not be swept under the carpet. An Oshogbo-based historian, Mr. Olaniyi Ajibola, explained that Oba Akombi still remained the paramount ruler of Iwo land, as his suspension only affected his membership of the traditional council and not his office as the Oluwo of Iwo. From Oshogbo, Adinitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.